standing by, and welcome to the What's New in TSIEM and Guardium 8 conference call. All participants will be on a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. During that time, if you would like to ask a question, you may press star, then 1. Today's conference is being recorded. If you do have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I would like to turn the call over to your host for today, Mr. Neil Kamal, Worldwide Security Sales Enablement. Sir, you may begin.
Thanks, Amy, and welcome, everyone. The call today is a second. It's a sequel. We did one on security activity monitoring in May 19th. So if you go to slide 3, I have a quick 60-second overview of what we will be covering today. We have three speakers today, myself and Phil Murray, who is Vice President, Security Strategy. And Nick Bryce is not present today, so instead of him, David Otrosky will be covering. And we will be going through the following points. If you haven't already listened to the replay or haven't seen the deck of the original Tivoli talk in this regard, security activity monitoring, go back into the Tivoli Talk portal and go to the date of May 19, 2010, and please review the material. This will give you perspective into what we are going to talk and today's material. Next up, you probably would have heard the announcement, but if not, then HP has already submitted its intent to acquire ArcSight. It's a very bizarre kind of acquisition from our perspective. One, HP is new in security because it was in security, it went off, and it has come back. And then it is acquiring a company which is doing a revenue of $184 million with a net income of $28 million a year at a very, very high price. So it will be interesting, but it presents a unique opportunity for us to go and utilize this moment of confusion if there is one. Next up, TSIEM 2.0, released in February this year, has been doing great for us. The one-liner that sort of that misses out is what I'm trying to point here. 60 gigabytes of data, or that much of data per day on a server, 5,000 devices per server, and up to 200 million events per day per server is how powerful our new machine is, our new software is. And the hardware requirements for running TSIEM at this capacity can be, you can get that from our documentation. But TSIEM as a product is doing much better, a lot better than the previous versions, and we are ready for all the challenges. Next up, Guardium. Our favorite acquisition 6 months before approximately is now BlueWatched and is available in PPA. The call that we did last time, security activity monitoring, was bringing both these products together, TSIEM and Guardium together, for a solution that presents a unique advantage. And I'll give you a quick refresher right after this. So the Guardium product is now in PPA, which means it should be much simpler for you sellers to engage in Guardium sales. And finally, the joint solution pricing, it's a very compelling pricing point. Because if you think about TSIEM pricing only, and you think about a big opportunity where you have several thousand databases, the cost would grow up to a very, very significant size. And it runs into multi-million dollar deal. But if you take the Guardium, if you put in the Guardium inside in there, it will eat up a lot of that cost because Guardium out of the box connects to TSIEM and there isn't much extra cost per database in that situation. It's a one-time cost. So that makes it a very, very interesting proposition, which means if you are selling Guardium, you have all the good reasons to sell TSIEM, which is not going to penalize the customer. And if you are selling TSIEM, all the more reasons to go sell or add Guardium to this kit and then get the benefit to the customer. Moving on to slide 4 and slide 5, these are two quick refreshers from what we did last time. And In the picture, you see how application infrastructure and database, Guardium, does the monitoring and event correlation and a lot more on the databases. And in one of the slides following this, you will see a list of almost every standard corporate database, enterprise database, that you can think of that Guardium controls. And while it does that control, monitoring, and event correlation, it feeds the correlated data into the TSIEM, which runs all across application infrastructure and database. So what does that mean? Guardium brings in a unique advantage by not penalizing database performance. So anybody would want Guardium in their enterprise. TSIEM is a very unique solution which takes information all over from application infrastructure, database, all over, and gives you a compliance dashboard, a security dashboard. And while they both are connected, it's a unique solution all that. The integrated solution facts are available below. You can read that up. Going on to slide 5, we've tried to list down the customer key requirements and some of the stories. Please read them and use them while you are pitching for the product. All right, and then I will pass it back now to Phil for a deep dive into Guardium updates. Phil?
Thank you, Neil. Good morning. This is Phil Nuray, and I'm going to give you a brief overview of the key business drivers behind database activity monitoring. I'm going to then introduce at a high level the key capabilities that were introduced with Guardium 8, which was launched last month, and I'm going to have a couple of case studies at the end. And my goal is to show you how Guardium, the official IBM product name is IBM InfoSphere Guardium, complements T-SIM perfectly and gives you a competitive advantage against other SIM vendors who don't have the ability to collect database events natively and instead rely on logs, which have a number of disadvantages, one of which Neil mentioned is the performance impact on the database. There are other disadvantages such as separation of duties. If you are monitoring DBAs and developers, outsourced personnel, other privileged users on the database side, and you're relying on native database logs, that does not address separation of duties because those privileged users can simply turn off the logging capability in the database. So most auditors will not allow that to go on. So looking at page 7, why are cyber criminals focusing on databases? Well, the answer is that databases contain most of the valuable information that enterprises keep. If you think about it, they run their SAP systems on databases. They run their financial and accounting systems on databases. Their HR systems, their Siebel systems are all run on databases. And so the cyber criminals are going after those databases. And as you can see from the report from Verizon Business, 92% of all breached records in 2009 came from database servers. And it's also important to note that a lot of companies have focused on other devices such as laptops or are concerned about email attachments containing sensitive data, but these represent a very small proportion of the overall number of breached records, and that's the point of that quote there about focus on mobile devices. The other thing, if you click the slide, there's a little animation that says SQL injection played a role in 79% of records compromised. So SQL injection is a web application vulnerability that allows cyber criminals to go through the application and take control of the database and essentially have privileged user rights in the database. So if you're monitoring privileged users, such as DBAs, developers, and outsourced personnel, from an insider threat point of view, you're also protecting yourself against the external threat. Moving ahead to the next slide, slide 8. This is a survey that was recently published, and you'd really be shocked by some of these results, but this is the state of database security today. 3 of 4 organizations cannot prevent privileged users from reading or tampering with data. So on the issue of tampering with data, you'll find that many organizations that are subject to SOCs or are adopting SOCs as a best practice, even if they're not U.S.-based companies, even if they're not public companies, SOX is becoming a best practice, and SOX cares about unauthorized changes. So if a DBA goes into your SAP database in the middle of the day and deletes the wrong table, even if it's by mistake, we're not talking about people that are rogue insiders. We're talking about people doing things that just simply go around corporate change control procedures. Your auditors are going to care if a table gets deleted by mistake for your SAP system, and that's the point of that first bullet. The second bullet, similarly, two out of three organizations can't detect when privileged users aren't abusing their privileges. So again, you may go into an organization and they'll say, oh, we have the best security in the world. We have firewalls. We have IDS. We have IPS. We have identity and access management systems. We have everything. But the answer is, well, can you tell me whether a DBA did something that they shouldn't do? Because they have the right to do it. They're just abusing those rights, and that's the point of the second bullet there. Only one of four organizations use automated tools to monitor databases for security events. Databases generate massive volume of events. They're not like a firewall or a Unix log or a Windows log that might say this person logged in, this person logged out. Databases have a much richer set of events because they have different types of actions that can be taken and a huge volume of events. And so if you're not using automated tools, there's no way to go through those logs and figure out what went wrong. And some other points on there that basically say most organizations are not protected when it comes to database controls. Moving ahead to slide 9. The key business drivers for database activity monitoring are, number one, prevent breaches, that is theft of sensitive data such as customer data or intellectual property such as strategic plans, customer lists, either from external or internal threats. Number two, data governance, which is primarily a SOX-related driver, which is prevent unauthorized changes to financial data. And number three, you may go into organizations that say, you know what, we're passing our audits, we haven't had any breaches, we're not worried about breaches, so why would I implement database activity monitoring? And the answer is because it probably takes you days and weeks to prepare for an audit. Lots of manual, time-intensive processes that your DBAs are subject to when they really should. The DBA should be focused on rolling out new business apps, not scraping logs to find events for the auditors. And so that's the key point of number three. And we do it all without impacting performance or changing databases or applications. So the solution can go in very quickly. So let's talk about InfoSphere Guardium 8. It was introduced last month. A number of new capabilities. The list is here. The first one was we had SAP monitoring in the past. We've enhanced that with more detailed information about what happened. And somebody might say, well, I have, you know, GRC on SAP, or I have SAP logging, or I have really good controls within my SAP application. And once again, here what we're doing is we're saying, well, what happens if someone connects directly to the database? They bypass all those application layer controls. How do you know someone isn't doing something that's fraudulent? So that's the SAP capability. We've added SharePoint as a repository that we monitor for sensitive data access. And the example there would be an executive is going to leave the company the next day. They go into the SharePoint server, and they download 50 documents with the latest plans on some new hotel chain or a new recipe for a new product. How would you know? Most corporations would not know. So this is one of the things we can provide with SharePoint monitoring. We've always had the ability to monitor DB2 on the mainframe. What we did in Guardium 8 is, A, add a vulnerability assessment module that identifies weak permissions inside the database, as well as a new event capture agent that was developed by IBM mainframe developers that replaced a third-party agent we had before for more reliability. And again, you may run into mainframe accounts that say, we have RACF, we have Z-Secure, why do we need database activity monitoring? And the answer is you can't prevent a mainframe DBA or sysadmin from accessing data they shouldn't, so you need to know about it by monitoring all that activity. Entitlement reporting is basically automated reports that tell you who has access to what in your database platforms. Integration with TSIM, we've talked about. If somebody says, you know, what's the benefit of that? The benefit is that TSIM provides an enterprise-wide security dashboard that provides log information from many different sources, and the database sources come out of the IBM InfoSphere Guardium product. Going on to slide 11, many companies are now saying monitoring isn't sufficient. That's a detective control. I want a preventive control, and I want to be able to block certain activities. Typically, if you have outsourced DBAs, you want to prevent them from changing data or changing database schemas. We've introduced a number of capabilities for that, including the ability to manage fire IDs on the database without making any changes to the database itself. Workflow automation is the way to automate the entire compliance auditing process, including sign-offs, exceptions, escalations. It's all done digitally and signed and and contained securely inside the product. We added vulnerability assessment tests for all the major database platforms. We added support for Netezza and PostgreSQL in addition to all the other major database platforms you see listed there. And then a number of other scalability and usability enhancements. We have 5 of the top 5 banks using the product, for example, and we've learned a lot from those high-volume environments. Moving ahead to slide 12, I want to point out that there are special incentives in place until the end of the year. The incentives are described here. There's some backup slides that give you all the T's and C's as well, but there is some additional compensation available to you if you sell Guardium before the end of this year. And that's it for me.
Hey, thanks, Phil. Dave Ostrowski, I'll pick it up from here. And when I think of the relationship between Guardium and TSIM, I think, Phil, you hit on a real key point there where Guardium is really the analytical engine, the brains behind the database and the monitoring of the database, and TSIM enjoys the role and responsibility to drive down costs further as that value proposition is extended beyond databases to infrastructure elements like firewalls, like routers, like switches, like our own IPS devices, and inclusive of server logs and endpoint logs. So really, TSIM's value proposition is to drive down the cost and complexity of dealing with security beyond it, and we're great to have this partnership now with Guardium. We support the engine. We roll up the logs and events directly into TSIM, and let's unearth a little bit more of that in the upcoming slides. Just some business issues. Q3 was awesome. This product portfolio is alive and well. We're doing terrific. In fact, the reason why Nick Briers can't be here is he's out closing deals in Italy right now. So we've got even more momentum as we enter Q4 associated with the TSIM portfolio. Moving on to slide 14, what is TSIM? Now, I think everybody in the field is well-versed in here. I did want to concentrate on three areas. TSIM, TSIEM 2.0, think about log management, privileged user monitoring, even beyond the database that Guardium brings to us, privileged user monitoring across the IT enterprise, and compliance reporting. If you have a customer with one of these three issues, this is the lead product that you need to roll with. Log management, privileged user monitoring, and compliance reporting. In fact, I'm going to go out there and say TSIM 2.0 is the world's predominant solution for compliance reporting. I have seen no other solution that has the prowess and capabilities that TSIM 2.0 has. What I mean by that is out-of-the-box support for all of the compliance standards out there, and not just relabeled reports, just not things that, you know, are entitled SOX or HIPAA or GLB, but actually have the meat and relate the information to the specific areas of compliance reporting. I don't care what other SIM you're looking at, if the crux of the matter, if the customer is intent on meeting their compliance objectives, we will win that deal. So use this product as the lead offering. Moving on to slide 15, why? Why is this such a big deal? Enterprises everywhere have to deal with auditors. Now, if they're a publicly traded company, the auditors are SOX-focused. If they're in the UK, they're looking at specific UK regulations. If they're in the DOD and our federal government, they're their own auditors. Every enterprise that we're dealing with today has a big problem, and it's called making the auditor happy. What does an enterprise do to deal with that problem? They invest untold sums of time, of money, and people at the people to make the problem go away. And what we're doing within the TSIM portfolio is we are shrinking drastically by orders of magnitude the time, the money, and the people that you have to throw at the problem of pleasing the auditor. What does the auditor want to see? Proof. They want to see evidence. They want to see a process. They want to see rules written upon yourself. Here's how I'm going to handle the situation. Here's how I'm going to deal with the challenge of log management, of monitoring my privileged users. And then they, of course, want to see it culminate in the form of a report. They also want to make sure that an organization is taking care of their action items, their open incidents, if you will, and tracking that, have a methodology to do that. And that's exactly and precisely what we do within the TSIM portfolio. Let's take a look at a few of the highlights on this slide. Number one, it's a single management product. We don't go to customers and say, roll out one system for log management, roll out another system for user monitoring, roll out a third for compliance management. This is one system and delivered as such. It fits together, it works together as one system, and it reduces the cost, reduces the complexity that an organization has to do with pleasing the auditors and maintaining their compliance goals. From a log management and reporting perspective, we strive to make it easy. We don't force the burden of translating this report is for this compliance goal upon the customer. We prepackage these and we make them available through modules, which the customer can open up and say, hey, my SIM infrastructure is working for me. It's auto-translating these information, the security alerts, the logs into compliance reports on my behalf. It has the unique ability to monitor users, and as we've heard from Phil, we're drilling into that. We're not satisfied where we are today. We've now coupled it with the Guardium capabilities, and then we reveal that privileged user monitoring, not only from Guardium, but expand the value proposition across the entire organization. Compliance management modules, I mentioned this is a real forte of the product, and we're introducing and have introduced additional modules now to keep pace with the existing compliance reporting standards, and we've also expanded to the value proposition to include a few notables that I'll speak to on the next slide. Easy ability to compare behavior to regulatory environments. Really, the auditor wants to say, hey, what are the privileged users able to do in one's environment? And we map the privileged user behaviors directly to those compliance results. So the net takeaway, if you have a customer that is compliance-focused, if they have an audit coming up in a few months or a recurring program of audit for their enterprise, I want you to take this product forward and introduce it, familiarize yourself with these key capabilities. And when you hear an acronym that a customer brings up, you know, GLB, SOX, HIPAA, if you don't understand what the acronym is, there's probably already a security module built within TSIM to satisfy that acronym. So drill into it and consult with us, and it's likely we've already knocked it down within the product itself. Slide 16, what's new in 2.0? Where's the product portfolio? What's going on regarding its updates? Well, we're just released the platform support, AIX Red Hat Linux, to complement the already released Windows version. Why is this important? Hey, I've visited the customers, and you have as well, where they've got a tape around their data center, and that tape says Windows Free Zone. We're an AIX shop, or we're a Linux shop. Now we've got a TSIM portfolio that is available for that mindset customer. It's not relying on Windows. If you have a customer that's of that mindset, this is a real differentiator for us. There aren't a lot of other solutions that support multiple operating systems. So take advantage of it, leverage it, and use it, especially if you know that a financial, that a vertical, that a government is specifically interested in a SIM solution which does not rely on the Windows platform. We've now got an answer for them. Within this release, we've got, as we, of course, implied through the conversation, an interface directly with Guardium. That's rolled out right now with TCIM 8.5 and is released on TSIM, TSIM 2.0 is imminent. We expect here by the end of the month. I did want to affirm also all of the other expansion of event sources for our compliance and reporting solutions, Site Protector 8.0, the management solution for the Internet Security Systems product portfolio that's now part of IBM Security Solutions. We have support for Site Protector 8.0. We've got TAM ES
SO 8.0 support, and we will continue to expand the value proposition as IBM brings in new acquisitions or new security technologies are developed and our customers express a need to have them as part of the solution. GPC or GPG 13 guidelines, that stands for Good Practice Guidelines in the UK. We've got a specific module now dedicated and available for that. So you can see we're really getting granular in our ability to support all of these compliance regulations as they roll out. Slide number 17. Let's highlight some of the alternate solutions. So, hey, I recognize that this year's been a tough year on IT organizations, likewise with last year. We've got some companies that can digest products, and we've got other companies that need IBM's help. And what I mean by that is our managed security service offerings. So through MSS, we can further reduce the cost, further reduce the complexity that our customers have to deal with in setting up one of these SIEM solutions. Let's take a look at one of our biggest competitors here, right? ArcSight. The biggest knock against ArcSight is it's a pain, it's a bear to get the thing up and to get any value out of. With our managed SIEM offering, based on the IBM technologies, that burden is fully managed by our MSS as well as the ongoing operations. You could really shrink the expenses that, from an operational standpoint, you have to throw at the solution to get value out of. Not to mention the expertise. We've got folks that expertise reaches well beyond just setup and deployment. We've got folks that deal with firewalls, that IPS, real security incidents, and can apply that learning from even peer groups of verticals to a customer. So you get more benefit than just installation services, than just deployment services. You get the encapsulated security expertise of IBM MSS on your side here, the whole R&D organization, the encapsulation of the threat spectrum, our deep understanding of how and what is happening within the threat landscape is embedded within our managed security services offering. Let's move on to slide 18, and let's look at some of the specifics here. In the managed offerings, we've got really two anchors. We've got a managed SIEM offering, which has infrastructure that is housed at the customer premise. So in this case, we put the reporting solution on the customer premise. We manage its turnkey operations on behalf of the customer. And then in our second solution, the SELM solution, this is where we're really taking and streaming the event and log management solution to the cloud, preserve it in a forensic way, house it in the cloud, such that if a customer ever needs to deal with those security event logs, it's really warehoused already here on the IBM prem on behalf of the customers. Those are the two marquee offerings. Customers may want to roll out one of these, or they may want to roll out both of these offerings, depending on the customer circumstances. Moving on to slide 19, I wanted to close with, we may not have every widget that every competitor has, okay? A dashboard here, a widget there, a way to view, a map of the world, what have you, to deal with some of these events. But if a customer is looking for a reliable, broad solution, they will find no other solution beyond IBM that even comes close to comparison. What I mean by that is if they're looking for, let's say, a managed firewall service, a managed IPS solution, a managed SIEM, a Guardium solution with deep forensic analytics on user activity monitoring, if they are looking for a turnkey solution that speaks to every facet of the IBM security framework, we certainly have the strongest, the broadest, and the richest from a depth perspective portfolio to be reckoned with. So don't go in with just, hey, here's one tactical solution to meet one need. Let's consult with our customers and look at what are they doing on the endpoint? What are they doing from a threat mitigation standpoint? What are they using from an outsourced firewall management perspective? What are they doing from a database monitoring perspective? And if we can escalate it and say, look, you're not going to have to staff an army of personnel to deal with the entire security problem. We can use your existing staff, and you can augment your existing staff, reduce your capital costs, reduce your operational costs by dealing with the IBM security framework and all of our solutions, that's the type of winning pitch that we want to take to our customers. So I'm going to close with that and now turn it over to Neil to reveal some of the big wins from the quarter.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Very well said. The product has that power, and it is upon you salesmen to utilize that power and make the customer happy. When we first came up with the idea in May of this joint solution, at the time we were missing a few parts and pieces. There was not an out-of-the-box connector available. At the time, it was difficult to do a joint demo. There were individual demo for both those products. Doing a POC would require both the teams to be present at the same time and all that. All that is gone. We have spent hours and days fixing that problem. But the purpose of this call, or one of the purpose of this call, is to make you aware of this being ready today. At the time, we attempted with several customers. Those deals are still in making. So let me go into some of those deals where we have attempted joint solution as well as individual solutions. Porto Seguro, it's not yet closed. We are still working on it. It's a very large company in Brazil, 150 offices, several data centers, and they are not just it's a conglomerate of different services. They are into manufacturing, healthcare, real estate, finance, you name it. So the problem that they had was they were growing very, very fast. They are growing very, very fast, and they were utilizing this solution, BindView. And BindView was trying to take data from network resources and basically network-based, trying to get data and give them perspective. But then there are applications, and then there are databases, and there are many things beyond that. When IBM approached the customer and tried to show them that TSIEM will be very powerful, we were making progress. And then around June timeframe, when we added Guardium to the mix and tried to tell them that this is something that you are not even thinking about, because obviously if you are going to turn on logging on the database, it would bring the performance down by 50%, and you wouldn't want to do that. So you are not thinking about this particular solving this particular security problem. But now you can do it. It acted as a catalyst. We were able to move a lot faster since then. And the idea of having one enterprise security dashboard is a noble idea. It's just so beautiful. And then connect it to the rest of the enterprise dashboard on transportation, your services, delivery, whatnot. If a company is moving toward, just like Porto Seguro, if a company is moving towards service-oriented architecture, it very well suits them. In fact, it is almost mandatory for them, if they are thinking it from an all-round perspective, to think about a security and information and compliance solution like this. SIEM will be an ideal fit for a company that is getting into a SOA area. So if you are engaged in a deal where you are maybe positioning Rational or a variety of other products and helping the customer move towards service-oriented architecture, think about TSIEM. Think about security, and therefore think about TSIEM. Moving on to slide 22, Trinity Health here in U.S. It's a Catholic health system enterprise, 45 hospital, 342 outpatient clinics, a big healthcare network. They had the similar problem like the previous one. Here we are approaching just with TSIEM, or we have won this deal with the previous version of this product and now upgrading into TSIEM V2.0. Reporting, log collection, and being able to provide an enterprise compliance view, in their case HIPAA, which deals with healthcare, is an amazing capability, and that's what the customer was looking for. Slide 23, this is a very interesting use case, and those of you who are or have been selling products like TIM, TAM-EB, this might be very interesting for you. If you think about a production system of TIM running 5,000 users for last 5 years, just think about how much data it is generating in the background. TIM has workflow automation, and that workflow generates an audit trail. A lot of times, audit trail is the main reason why people want to utilize, or that was the main purchasing or buying decision maker, because it generates audit trail of who approved which accounts to be created and all that good things. Now, for the first year, that data grows at a rate of 10, 20, 30 gigabytes. But then imagine that over a longer period of time. A production system like this will become a hog of how much memory or how much storage capacity it would need. And you do not want that. It would not only cause performance issue, but it would also cause issues when you are doing a search, when you have to do a reporting. It will become mammoth task over a period of time. To handle such amount of trail data or audit trail data, the right product is TS-IEM. And therefore, all your customers who might be using one or the other of the system or a combination of these, propose TS-IEM and get your win. AT&T did exactly that. Beyond this, you can come up with a few other very interesting scenarios. Think about what would happen when somebody is buying a Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance bundle. If they go for, after buying the bundle or after buying more than one product, they went for a deployment cycle of, let's say, TIM, if they have TSIM already installed and looking at the data, they can better manage their deployment. In fact, why limit yourself just to security products? If they are deploying any other application, customers these days are growing from 10 applications to 20 applications, as data is growing from, you know, it's doubling itself every year. So as they are deploying a new applications, how are they knowing which customer is doing what? They provision 200 accounts on day one. They do not know if everybody has changed their password or if they have utilized it, how many hours have they spent on this particular product. You know, to make it very, very simple, if you were a customer and you were deploying a new applications or a database and you wanted to find out how effective it is, there is no better tool than TS-IEM to find that out. So security is on one side of it, but then there is another side of convenience, another side of looking internally into your entire enterprise for your internal compliance, internal reporting that has nothing to do with the government or external agency. TSIEM and event monitoring like that will help you with each one of those opportunities. So think creatively. Think about your existing customer. Think about the newer deals that you are engaged in, and therefore think security and utilize products like these. For slide 24 and 25, let me invite Phil one more time, as he will do a lot better job explaining these two. So, Phil, can you take 24 and 25?
Yeah, absolutely, Neil. Thanks. So I have two case studies. The first one is an ROI case study. And, you know, in the security world for a long time, clients have heard that from security vendors, buy these products or bad things will happen to you. That's kind of the way to summarize the marketing positioning from a lot of security products. And there's certainly an element of that in database activity monitoring, but this case study talks about how even if you have the best security in place, you can save money and generate a very meaningful ROI by implementing an automated solution to providing the reports the auditors are looking for on the database side. So this is about a Fortune 500 company that needed to monitor change controls on their SAP and their Siebel systems, very heterogeneous environment. And this is a key aspect for Guardium, Oracle, DB2, AIX, SQL Server on Windows. And what this case study by Forrester shows is that by implementing an automated off-the-shelf solution like Guardium, they generated an ROI over 3 years of 239% and a payback period of less than 6 months. So this is a good argument either at the front end of the sales cycle for people to say, I have all the security controls I need in place, and then you start digging a little further and you find out they're spending a lot of time and money generating the reports the auditors are looking for, or at the back end of a cycle when the customer says, I really need this, I'm scared I'm going to be breached by some cyber criminals in Eastern Europe, but I need to justify to my boss why I'm spending all this money. This is a way to do it, and this ROI does not include any potential losses due to breaches or anything like that. It's all based on automating the reporting process. The next slide, slide 25, talks about a major financial services firm, a global company, that needed to enhance their SOX compliance, especially monitoring for privileged user activities like database changes. And then in phase two, they deployed the solution to other systems to protect PII, personal information, for their customers. Again, very heterogeneous, large-scale environment, four distributed data centers across the U.S., 122 databases, every database you could think of, lots of different operating systems, PeopleSoft. They looked at native auditing as their first alternative, decided it was not practical because their database servers were already running at full capacity, and they're now auditing over 1 million sessions per day. So this is a good one to show for people, say, well, you know, there's no way. You can't audit events in my data center because I have a very high-volume data center. Show them this case study, and we have lots of other, especially in the financial services space, customers that have similar high-volume environments. And that's it for me, Neil.
All right. Thanks, Bill. So moving on to slide 27, now that you know about so many good stories, here is time to make money. Good news, the incentive that we talked about for Tivoli sellers selling Guardium has been extended to Q4 2010. Originally, when it was announced, it was for first half, so it has been extended to second half. Hopefully, you know the details of how this will work out for you. If not, in the last recording that we did, we explained very, very clearly how this might help you, your particular deals, or if you are a Tivoli seller or in this particular revenue level. So look at that. Look at the video, and you would know the details. Slide 29. Slide 29 talks about a quick start service that was also announced and offered when we did the first series or the first announcement in May. It is one of the, like the name itself, it's a quick start. So if you are engaged in a smaller size activity, or even if it is bigger, while they want to see a quick return of investment calculation, they want to see how would it play out, how the two product will do its magic and would work for that particular customer. Quick start at a cost of $30,000 plus D&E, a very, very good way to get into this. So I would encourage you to do that. And finally, slide 30. You know, this can't be repeated enough, and we have been saying this. Anytime you need help, we are available to help. There is a security war room that has helped several of you sellers with your TSIEM deals and enterprise security dashboard-related deals when you are going for not just one product but multiple products. So that is still available. It's a repetition for you. Please utilize this and the worldwide team. In name of SWAT as well as Security Tiger team, both of them are available at your disposal. Please involve them in your deals, especially if it is not just one product but multi-product larger deals. It makes perfect sense and reason to bring those opportunity to the worldwide experts. Slide 32, call to action. So on this slide, you know, we have tried to tell you the winning edge or the one-liner that you can bring to your customer, something easy and quick to memorize. And on the right-hand side, you see we have listed down some of the ways of if these are the things you're not doing, you should do it, about how to win and how to engage in a TSIEM and Guardium deal. Call to action, utilize the quick start. It will help you gain momentum. It will help you even start quickly and not just be, you know, stuck up with the presentations and several rounds of talking. Include TSIEM in your Guardium sales deal and vice versa. So if you are putting one product, try to put the other one. It makes perfect sense. Eventually, it works out for the benefit of your customer. And as you need help, involve the security worldwide teams, Tiger team, SWAT team, and competitive action team. With that, I would like to bring this to a closer. Remember the following points as we are closing. We have the joint product even more ready than how it was before. The new even out-of-the-box support makes it better, faster to deploy. The new POC, as one of the release items that has been mentioned before, makes it easier for you to do a joint demo. It already has Guardium data in it, which means you wouldn't have to go create several systems and connect it. Just one virtual machine-based demo would be able to show an end-to-end showcase of the TSIEM and Guardium product. And then if you are not already engaged for your Q4 deals, pitch for it. Security is something that you have to pitch early and get the momentum going. So I wish you all the good luck for Q4 opportunities, and now we will open it up for Q&A. Amy?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question from the phone, please press star, then one. Please unmute your phone and record your first and last name clearly when prompted. To withdraw the request, you may press star two. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one. One moment, please. We do have some questions coming into queue. One moment. Our first question comes from Christian Mark. Your line is open.
Hi, guys. I have a question for you. We are deploying from a finance customer in the Nordic, GSIM, and based on that, I would like to hear about the managed service. Could you tell me in more details about it? Because we are in the deployment phase of doing the deployment, and we, are, of course, have trained some of our local staff, but I will, of course, like to hand over to a managed service from ESS, if we can do that. Could you tell me more about that?
Sure, Dave, you want to take that?
Sure. So, of course, the managed security service would offer an ongoing management of that product for on behalf of the customer. So, you know, not only initial deployment, but ongoing operations. Right now, our managed security service is based on TCIM 8.5, and we're converting that over eventually. I don't have a date for you on that, but if you're rolling out a TSIEM deployment, you're doing the right thing with the 2.0. That's the most current feature set, so keep rolling there, and we'll continue to update you and work with you on the prospective delivery time for the support of MSS in that context for that product.
Okay. Do you have any kind of idea what kind of date we will talk about? Because I have Rudy Chang on my team to do the deployment, and Rudy is basically the most skilled IT specialist we have in that area, so that's why I'm asking.
So, you know, regarding services, I guess there's a fine line to be split here. If there is consulting services that are required for installation, deployment, training, we do support that currently. So we can work together in order to relieve, let's say, the burden of pre-sales or from the customer of having to do the deployment. MSS is really envisioned to be a long-term engagement where we take the onus of operations away from the customer. So most MSS contracts are signed in the 1 to 3 year range, and it's ideally suited for customers who don't have the expertise in-house to do the ongoing and daily operations of that product. So it sounds to me like you've got a mix here where there may be an opportunity for PSS services immediately, and so I think we've got to engage with professional services.
The contract deal is part of our SO extension of a big contract in the Nordics, so that's what, you know, we have, you can say like that from an aspect is that the contract is signed, one of the projects is to deploy TSIM in the environment and to have ITT to do the operation, but I would like as the lead chief architect for the account to have the MSS services to provide that service so we can have a managed service for IBM instead of using ITT local.
Sounds good. Yeah, let's consult offline on the specifics and particulars of this deal, and we'll work together on that.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Jody Kennedy. Your line is open.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the presentation. I had two questions. One was TSIEM version 2.0 and Big Fix. What's the plans there as far as Big Fix as an event source? And, you know, today if I walk in to a customer with Big Fix, what can I talk about as far as any sort of integration between the two products? And then TCIM 8.5, we used to have a pretty good proof of technology. It was about a day long, and I'm just wondering if there's something available yet for 2.0.
Right. So I'll take a part of the question, then on David to help me with the other. So the 8.5 demo that was available, the same demo has been extended and has been made more powerful, and that is available. So if you go to slide 16, there is a link there. If you are an IBMer, you will be able to download it yourself. If you're a business partner, you'll have to write an email, and you'll get a note regarding how to get that. Regarding your question regarding Big Fix, so the join message is actually very simple in terms of what you can talk about. Big Fix will help you everything that Big Fix does. And the data that it is collecting will feed into TSIEM, just like Guardium. However, the Guardium message was special because all the databases monitoring was challenging for any other product. And for Guardium, it is not challenging. Big Fix will become like a unique feeder as any other application. In terms of what is the date for an out-of-box connector, let me just clarify one thing. As a seller and for the customer, you do not really have to wait for out-of-the-box connector. Yes, out-of-the-box connector makes things faster, easier to do a proof and as well as do a deployment, but a custom connector can be written. There is SDK already available for it, which will help you write your custom connector. We are, and I believe we will be working towards Big Fix connection. I do not have a date on it. Dave, do you?
No, don't have a specific date on the custom one, but again, the amount of data that most security teams choose to collect from a Big Fix style solution, of course, you all know that this is a patch and software management solution. They don't build a huge database log. So, the degree of emphasis on throughput, events per second, et cetera, from that style of a deployment into TSIM is not the gating factor. So a custom connector can fare just adequate in that regard.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Nikola Orlich. Your line is open.
Yes, hello, guys. Thank you very much for your presentation. I would just like to get an advice from you guys. We are working on a project, Guardium, and as you all know, probably there is a limit within 300 gigabytes of memory internal in the Guardium box. So when it comes to a huge amount of data and when it comes to some historical reporting, Guardium is not a good solution. So we were thinking about going with our CM solution and to link it. I'm working within IBM, I just might add. And I just need somebody to consult because this is a really, let's say, number one customer for us, and it is the number one bank here locally in our country. And if you could send some data, or I would like to ask you and maybe later to get some technical more data about really connecting Guardium to CM and how it what kind of information will we see in TCM within our W7 algorithm. And if I understood correctly, you said that the connector, customized connector for Guardium will be available in next 1 month. So is this the deadline that we can be sure of, or it might took even longer? Thank you.
Yeah. So to be clear, the 8.5, we did two connectors, one for TCIM 8.5 and one for TSIEM 2.0. TCIM's out the door, and we're just finishing up TSIEM. So, yes, you can be confident that within, I think I said the month, you will have the imminent release of that connector to TSIM. And I applaud you for bringing this one up. I mean, this one's right down the middle of the plate for us. So we've got a customer with a Guardium need. They want to do database, and yet they want to maximize the scalability, and it sounds like they want a prepackaged wrapper to deal with privileged user monitoring. This is a home run. So right down the pipe in terms of individuals to consult with, I think from a sales enablement perspective, Neil can hook you up with the right folks, and then we'll have Nick Briers on the team here as soon as he finishes closing out the deals in Italy, shift gears and consult with you on the ideal solution here to just make sure our ducks in a row. So those are the two key guys.
Let me just jump in. Thanks, Dave. Let me just add to Dave's comments. So certainly combining Guardium with TSIM is a great solution in this case. Not sure if you're aware, but the 300 gigabyte limit you're talking about is on the appliance itself. The system has archiving built in to standard archiving systems like Tivoli Storage Manager, EMC Centera, or standard NAS boxes. In addition, it has a sandbox capability so that if you need to bring in data that's been archived to do forensics on historical audit data, it has the capability to bring that data in a sandbox area on the appliance, and then you can work on it there. So unless you needed to have all 600 gigabytes or however much they need in one place at one time, you could do this using the Guardium solution as well.
Yes, unfortunately, there is such case that it's overwhelming, and the time to, I don't know how to say, not per data, but to transfer the data into the Guardium, it takes a long time. It took 45 minutes for one day data. It's really a huge amount of logs that we are talking here.
Okay.
Just repeat to me the names, because I'm not right now sitting in front of my computer anymore. So Nick Briers, I know, and what is the other name?
Neil Kamal, and the email address is nkamal@us.ibm.com. So if you write to me, you
okay.
Have
it. Phil, would you want to assign someone from the Guardium team to be on this winning team here?
Phil, I'll engage the Guardium team. This is
okay, thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Thank you very, very much, both. And I would appreciate, you know, quick answers, because we are there. We already did the proof of concept with Guardium, and we are trying now to just leverage the Tivoli SIEM 2.0 selling now, because maybe you know, maybe you don't know, but I cannot sell here in my region TSIM anymore. It's out of the, how do you say, selling process. So this is why I need the adapter, and why we need the adapter for TSIEM 2.0 and not for TSIEM 8.5.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I'm with you. Yep.
Okay, guys, I will shoot you an email probably maybe even later, because in my time zone it's now later tonight. So I will try to do it later tonight. If I don't get time, then you will see tomorrow on your laptops. Thank you very much.
At this time, I have no further questions from the phone.
All right. So once again, thank you, everyone. Great questions. If you have any further questions, please write to us. The deck is available for you to download, and the information for each one of the speakers is available in the deck. Thanks again.
Thank you for participating in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.